am here to talk again about this Miranda Sings, Colleen Ballinger. Ah, everyone is like pitchforks and torches after her. And maybe I just don't know enough about the situation. I know TMZ had broadcast something about her in blackface doing a Beyonce song. But then it comes out that she had, like a few numbers before that, she put green on her face to do like a Wicked song. Again, was it intentional? Was it whatever? I don't know. Still, poor taste, what have you. And then the whole, oh, she's a groomer. She's a pedophile. She's, you know, inappropriate with children. And it amazes me. It amazes me. People are dogging her for her apology video, which really wasn't an apology. And I don't blame her. I say never apologize for a joke. Is she grooming kids? I don't think so. Is she inappropriate? Certainly. She wrote this children's book. It's called Self-Help. And Simon & Schuster, I think it was, are the ones that are publishing it, or published it. It's been out for a few years. And evidently they put it in the category of children's books. Now, was that Miranda telling them to do it, or was it them doing it? I don't know. If it is, it's all on them. But here's, are these parents just blindly going out and buying these books without even cracking them open to look at them? That's on them. You know, if you're worried about what your kid sees, that is all on you. I mean, I remember when I was a teenager, oh my God, the women with the big hair and, you know, Tip, they all came out and they were like, we've got to have labels on these records, blah, 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 blah. And now it's like a free-for-all and y'all are worried about things. And I'm sure it says somewhere on there, on her YouTube, that it's not kid-appropriate. Regardless, it's satire. It is satire. And when I look it up, that's kind of how, when I see the book on Amazon, it looks like it's under the realm of satire and parody. Which, by the way, some of you people are misusing the word parody. Parody is more like when Weird Al does a take on someone else's song. Like when he did his version of Eat It to Michael Jackson's Beat It. That's parody. Satire is when you're making fun of, like, an idea. Which is her making fun of these people that were making videos of themselves singing and thinking they were going to be the greatest thing in the world. So, satire. Call it whatever you want to call it. It's the publisher's fault. I don't think it's necessarily her fault. It's the parents' fault because they're not looking into what their kids are doing. Is it creepy? Is it gross? Of course it is. Certainly it is. I mean, that's, I think, the point of her. I mean, she's been doing this for over a decade. This is not new information. This is why I think it's hilarious, this faux outrage. Because it's not like this is new that she's been doing. She's been doing this for over a decade, and now you people are clutching your pearls. Especially certain people, which I will talk about in a minute. But let's look at some of the pictures, shall we? Okay, here she's got a picture of crabs. You know, talking about crabs. Yeah, whatever. The selfies, that's whatever. The drawing, she scribbled out the third leg, you know. Again, a kid's gonna probably draw that themselves. It's not a big deal. The cuddling, which I thought was pretty cute. The 69, where their bodies are shaped like a 6 and a 9. Now, is that innuendo? Absolutely. I fucking love innuendo. Absolutely. The uncle pose, that's a running joke she has throughout all her shit, it seems. I've only seen a few videos. But the uncle, the inappropriate uncle, that's just something that goes throughout all of her stuff. It's a running gag. People need to get over it. How to get rid of pink eye. That's cute. How to get pee out of panties. How to draw a hot dog. And, you know, a kid is going to see that and think it's a hot dog. If you see something else, again, that's on you. That's why I love, like, y'all have forgotten about Bugs Bunny. There was so much double entendres. So much innuendo in Bugs Bunny. But I'm sure I better not say anything because you'll cancel Bugs Bunny next. Hot dog and tuna salad. Playground. That was kind of funny. Whatever. The fun activities with the kid on the leash. That was hilarious. I mean, I see nothing about, I see no kids' genitals being groped. So, more crab jokes, talking about foundation, talking about interviews, body language, getting older. That's another running joke she has about that she dislikes babies. The character dislikes babies. Yeah, it's not that bad, people. Slow down, slow your roll, calm down. It's not that bad. And I've got a clip here. And this clip, it's just a little short clip. It's got her literally pulling things out of the crotch of the curtain. Let's take a look.
Please watch closer. That's something my uncle would say every night. Once I go inside my pants, I'll magically be transitioning into a troll. Once I go inside of this hole, my hole, I'll say the magic word. Then they can see how a real star is born. Hey, whoa, don't be a pervert. Spying on me in the darkness is porn.
Inappropriate? Sure. Inappropriate topics? Probably. But there is far, far worse out there that your kids are seeing and that you're allowing them to see. So, and I think intent does make a difference. It does make a difference. If it's, this isn't R. Kelly we're talking about here. You know, R. Kelly had a very clear intent. Bill Cosby had a very clear intent. I know that's men against women. Yes. You know, is she a pedo? Who knows? Probably not. Can women be pedos? Sure. Do I think she is? I don't think so. I just think she's crude. And she's using her audience, which you people have made her your audience, and she's taking advantage of that. So again, that's on you. But honestly, if you guys put this much effort into finding real pedophiles, that would be amazing. Like, you guys are, like I said, pitchforks and fire. Ah! When she's really not shown grooming. She's not really shown groping a kid. No genitals being touched. No, hey, let's have a sleepover. None of that shit. But you know what you've openly let your kids do? Pageants. Toddlers and Tierra became a huge show because of grooming. Tell me you're not making these kids sexualized. Now, what she's doing, inappropriate? Yeah, but I don't think of it as being really sexualized in the way that these pageants are making kids look very, very obviously sexualized. But whatever. I guess if they win an award, it's okay. Now, it's funny. It's a stupid funny. You know, I mean, am I a fan? No. No. I mean, I don't really even know much of her stuff other than these few things I've seen. I think most of what she does is dumb. I think that she knows that what she does is dumb. And that's because that's what audiences want, it seems, anymore. They want dumb. That's why we have Kardashians. You talk about a bunch of useless shit. Reality TV. You people have made that popular because it's brainless, mindless garbage. So she's actually, you know, a genius in my mind, because she's capitalizing on your love of dumb entertainment. And good for her. Good for her. I think she's a genius. People are paying money for her shows. People are paying money for her books. People are giving her so much exposure right now, positive or negative. She's getting a lot of exposure. She may be losing a few sponsors. I think she's made a pretty good amount of money in these last 10 years. And if she's smart, she saved some of it. I know, I think she's got a pretty fat house from what I understand, or maybe I'm thinking of someone else. But, you know, I don't think she's going to hurt that bad. Maybe for a minute and then it's going to be over. And these people, oh my God. The people that are complaining are the people that are looking like idiots, in my opinion. None of what she says or does, I take seriously at all. And I really don't think you should either. I mean, it's just silly dumbness. I think the people that are bashing her in these videos, they're fame seekers themselves. And had it not been for Miranda, we wouldn't know who the fuck they were. So they are definitely jumping on some coattails when it was all good. And now they're feigning outrage about it. Fuck off. Fuck off. They're calling Miranda / Colin. They're calling her like a fame seeker. Well, what the fuck are they? That's exactly what they are. Hell, that's why I'm talking to you right now. I'm hoping one of you dumbasses will watch my video. And do I care if you like me or not? Pfft, no, don't give a shit. Do not give a shit. The ones that really watch my stuff, the three of you, who I appreciate, you're gonna get what I do. The others, fuck them, fuck them. Jeffree Star, Adam McIntyre, Eugenia Cooney, Halo Haley, the list goes on. The list goes on and on. What are these people fucking famous for? What are their talents other than putting on makeup and heels? Or having like a mental illness that they have not addressed and they're making money off of. And that's not cool, man. That is not cool. Being famous for having a mental illness is nothing to laugh about, all right? Especially when they know they have issues and they're not getting them addressed. And I'm not talking about the guys wearing the makeup. Poor Chicky. I'm like, girl, you're gonna die soon. You know, you are gonna die. You need to fucking eat something. You need to get over this mindset that you're too big or always something, you're gonna die if you have a cheeseburger. And I know it's more serious than this. Trust me. I know. But at the same time, man, you guys are just like, oh, you're so great. You look amazing. You're not fucking helping her. You're not helping her. And all these other people, you're not helping them by being like, oh, you poor little victim. Oh, you know, you're fucking in your 20s. Get over it. Fuck off. It appears the only talent these people have is talking shit about other people that actually do have talent. Most of these haters wouldn't even have all the followers they have if it wasn't for Miranda / Colleen. So, fuck off. And y'all need to stop this shit with the ukulele. It's actually a very good instrument, and it sounds amazing if you know what you're doing, and it's not that hard. There's videos out there, like some of mine, that you can learn how to play the ukulele with. Mine aren't the greatest, but fuck, stop being lazy. Quit like, you know, all your fame of just doing nothing. Fucking have a talent. Do something other than just, oh my god, I've put makeup on. Or, oh my god, I've struggled because people didn't like me and they bullied me. And yeah, I'm bullying you right now. Fuck off. Now, I found this clip, and I'll end with this. And in this clip, she's got some talent. She's got some pipes, and she's got some darn good comedic timing. So, listen to this. It's only like a little bit of it, but I think it's pretty funny. Is all her stuff good? No. Is all of her stuff appropriate for children? No. But you fuckers are bringing your kids. Again, that's on you. That is so on you. But thank you. I hope you've found what I've said enlightening and enriching. And if you haven't, fuck off.